It's November 27th, 2012. I'm speaking with Tony and Hazel Padula. Tony and Hazel, thank you very much for coming in to speak with me. And welcome to the Burnaby Museum. So tell me how you came to be living in Burnaby. You moved in here in
Well,
the 50s.
the story was I'll back up. Well, a good friend of mine, Gino Ferra, he and I were good friends. We got married about the same time, and we were close friends. Anyhow, he came one day. He says, "You know, I bought a lot in Burnaby," and he says it's a new development. There's going to be houses and a shopping plaza, shopping mall, and everything else. And he says we're going to build a house there. And I says, "Oh," he says, "Come on, I'll show you where it is." So we jumped in his car and came up to Willingdon and off of Lougheed Highway, and all there was just used to be just a hill. And all it was just dirt and pegs indicating the lots. And he had said, "This is where on Brent Lawn, I've picked this lot, and that's where we're building." And we thought, "Oh, God, that's nice." But I thought, "Well, that's out in the sticks," at the time. And he and I went home, and we thought, "Gee, that's a good idea." And he started to build. And we went out there one weekend and started looking it over. And we said, "Well, if we were to buy a lot here, where would..." So the street above there was called High Lawn, almost directly behind his lot. And we stood on it, and we thought a little bit better view, was a little higher, remember? And we said, "Well, this is a great lot. Maybe we better check it out." And on the property was a trailer which was used as an office. And the guy that looked after the selling of the lots, his name was Max. I can't think of his last name. So we knocked on the door, went in, and he had a big map of all the lots. And we said, "Look, we're looking. Our friend Gino Ferris bought lot so and so. He's building there already. And we like the lot behind lot number so and so." And he said, "Oh, yeah, here it is on the map." I says, "Yeah." And I says, "What would it be cost? What's the cost of the lot?" He says, "I think it was $1,800." I says, "Oh, okay." I said, "Well, look, we're really interested in the lot, but right now I don't have the cash, but can you hold it for me? Because," I said, "I have a car, and I'm going to see if I can sell it. If I get sell the car, we're buying that lot."
Was that a good price, though, did you think?
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess what? Yeah, for us. And so, it's fine. He says he's got only one stipulation. He says, for some reason, he says, if you buy the lot and you build, the builders have to be Kazakoff and Briault. These are two builders, very good, but for some reason we have an arrangement that they want to build on that lot. Well, we says, "That's fine with us." So anyhow, I did check with Gino because he was building his house and he had a contractor and everything else. And we asked about the Kazakoff and Briault, and the word was, "No, they're very good. Don't worry about them."
Yeah, because he was in the heating business, so he knew more about contractors. Yeah.
Sure.
So, anyhow, we went home, and I put an ad in the paper, and I think it was only a couple of weeks. Someone in the Vancouver area came and saw the car. It was a 1950 Pontiac, and we got $1,800. It was just, I don't know what it was, but I'm pretty sure that's the price. We got the 1800, ran up to see Max, and we bought that lot.
There you go.
And that's the whole story, and which was good because then we all had to apply for mortgage. And at the time, I think what's the housing mortgage, the
government? Oh,
the mortgage and housing.
Yeah, that was it. We could, because mortgages were hard to get in those days, and yet we were able to qualify for that for some reason, and I think it was $12,000, something like that,
or ten.
Ten or $12,000, and which we were both working, which I guess we could handle, and we got the mortgage, and that's how we found a plan and built the house. These developed. That's the house there, and that's the shot with Hazel on the side there. That's how we got the house. Now the thing was, it's a long story, Well, I was working at Leckie's, which is a shoe company in Vancouver. You heard of
Yeah.
J.
Oh,
Leckie?
yes, I have.
Oh, okay. And I had left the Hudson's Bay and went to work for them because I wanted to get it on the road as a traveling salesman. And I got hired, And I had the 1950 Pontiac, and I'd only been there about a year or so. And there wasn't enough territory open yet. I was the inside sales, and I did a lot of stuff, which was fine. I liked it there. But I decided, well, if I sell the car and buy the lot, I'm going to be stuck for transportation. So I went, and so the owner, Maitland Steinkopf, who owned the factory in Winnipeg called Canada West and Leckie's, he happened to be in town. I went in. He was a great big kind of serious guy. And I said, look, I'm sorry about it bother you, but I said, I'm thinking of buying a lot to build a house. The only thing is, if there's a chance that I'm going on the road within the next 6 months or so, I won't sell the car. I'll change my plans. Good advice. Anyhow, he said, look, sell your car. When the time comes, we'll take care of that. So we sold the car. 6 months later, they said, Tony, we got a territory for you, Vancouver Island and the Sunshine Coast. I said, I don't have a car. He says, well, take my car, which was a 1951 Pontiac. He says, take my car. That was the first trip. And then he said, we'll work something out. So I got the car, and we sort of worked it out. So I proposed to buying a lot. So it worked out quite well. We ended up building the house, and Gino moved into his house, and we moved into ours. And we had neighbors in the neighborhood there that we got to know real well. It was a real good community for our first home.
Yeah, and because it was young families. I mean, everybody's kind of in the same boats.
So you mentioned that the Burnley was kind of the sticks.
What
did you think about moving out to the sticks?
That's when he said he was going to Burnaby. The transportation was terrible.
Oh, my gosh.
To get out here. Because when we
Whether it was the bus was 1 hour or 2 hour wait. Wow. It was like, so you tried to make sure you didn't miss, because if you wanted to get home at a certain time, it was a long wait.
Well, where Brent was, there was nothing there. Just down the street was the cemetery.
Yeah.
And the rest was just really bushes. And Brentwood was actually, there weren't any really good trees, because that's why they cleared the land. There wasn't too much. If there was any housing in Burnaby, as I recall, it would be off of Boundary Road.
Yeah, well, actually...
towards Hastings Street.
Yeah, and the other area that was Garden Village, which was a big area.
So all that considered, what was the lure then to go to Burnaby?
Well, because my friend was building a house,
yeah.
And we thought, geez, if he can do it, we can do it.
I don't know what... Because we never thought of looking anywhere else. I don't know.
We weren't. It was just one of those things. We're good friends. If he's going to move there, we'll move there. Not thinking, how are we going to, she was working in downtown Vancouver, the Standard Oil, which is down the Marine.
The Marine building.
But she used the bus, and I ended up with a car, so I wasn't too bad. But it was quite a ways out of, everything was in downtown Vancouver. There was hardly anything out in Burnaby at that time.